Hello, penetrators. This is gonna be our first Zoom episode ever. Hopefully it's not terrible, but
Maybe a last.
this is going back door. So how's your week been, buddy?
I just want to point out you missed the whole shut the front door, it's going back door thing.
Yeah, I know. I didn't do it at all. Yeah. I don't know
But
where the sign is, so.
and this is all weird to us right now. I mean, we're doing Zoom, so
Yeah.
it's a little different.
Indeed, indeed. I'm currently in Indianapolis. Yeah.
I'm currently in the DC riot right now.
Oh,
They're storming the Capitol.
what about the NYC riots?
Oh, that's next week. Wait, did they already start?
Yeah, those riots are already going. They're going on still.
Oh, well, fuck, I'm off. Off on my date. Maybe that's why nobody's here in DC. That makes sense.
You're just an early runner.
Well, more like late, but about what,
Just
like
like,
2 years?
yeah, I mean, it's been a year.
Two or three, maybe. That was like
I think,
2020, wasn't it? 2021?
I thought, ah, fuck, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Fuck
Oh,
it.
well. So, how's things going over there at Indy?
It's great. It's great. Everything's so expensive. I've only gotten to do stand up one out of the 4 nights that I thought I was going to be able to, so that was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you looked anywhere else? Or just crackers?
I think I'm gonna send out email chains tonight. Well, just like multiple emails, just being like, hey, can I come up?
Yeah.
I did get invited to go do an open mic in Kokomo, Indiana.
Well, how far is that?
It's like an hour away.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, and it's at 9 o'clock at night. That's when the mic starts. Yeah,
That's gonna be
it's
late.
a deep.
Be a late night for you.
Yeah.
How's the job search going?
Oh, it's going terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Haven't found anything that doesn't drug test? That isn't illegal?
I mean, not yet. Which I really haven't been smoking in the last 2 days.
That's
Yesterday, I
good.
just pissed my girlfriend off, but yeah.
So, are like you gonna quit for a little bit, then find a job, and then go back to it? Is that essentially the plan?
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So, what are you like? So, you've been down there for almost a week.
Yeah.
Has it like registered that you've moved, or is it still kind of like foreign?
I mean, everything's still kind of foreign. I don't. The roads here don't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend, I went to go get coffee this morning, and we just decided to venture around the city a little bit. Got lost as fuck very quickly.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's going to take a while to get used to.
Yeah.
You
We don't really leave the house right now because we don't really have money to be doing shit.
know?
We're just
Did
kind of
she
chilling.
say she already had a job down there?
Yeah, she has a job.
Oh, that's good. Mean,
Yeah.
somebody's gotta wear the pants in the relationship, you know?
Yeah, one of us can't
Either
be.
can't both be the bitch of the
Yeah.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to GBD Shop ad here on your favorite podcast.
Going back door. Shut the front door. It's going back door.
What do we got on the going back door website?
We have a fucking hat.
Shop page.
We have trucker hats. Complete with a nice little piece of ribbon across the front like the old school truckers used to wear. And like the late great Biggie Smalls, we have t-shirts. And on top of t-shirts, we have mugs. Shut the front door. It's going back door. It's the nice slogan that we're running here for the Penetrators.
Yeah, they could have looked better, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, the shirts are great. The hats are good. We couldn't afford to buy multiple for both of us. So buy more or buy some. And
maybe I'll put a shirt on.
Support us. Maybe Todd will put away his nipples.
All three of them.
And I'll put away my hairline. As the late great Justin Timberlake once said, we're bringing sexy back.
Yeah!
With GBD shop at goingbackdoor.com. So check that out. You'll love it.
And like the late great Kobe Bryant.
Oh, God, here we go.
You won't be able to hear women say no while wearing a GBD pod acquired hat.
Because you won't hear them over your awesomeness.
Exactly. You won't be able to hear them over your clout.
Chains are not included.
Yeah. Basically, John Morant should just buy one of our shirts instead of waving a gun on Instagram.
Okay.
Then black people back might respect him. Back to the episode.
So, last night was SummerSlam, and you remember when, like, Jimmy kicked Roman, gave him the super kick and all that?
I think so, yeah.
So, get this. Last night, it was going to be Jay versus Roman for the title and for Tribal Chief, whatever. They were having tribal combat. It was a hardcore match. That's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah, it really wasn't that much different. Near the end, Jay spears Roman, hits him with the frog splash, goes to pin him, and he gets pulled out of the ring by Jimmy Uso, returning Jimmy Uso from injury, and then he super kicks Jay. They've officially jumped the shark, and I feel like they're just making shit up as they go. Because, like, that, it made no goddamn sense, dude. It was so crazy. It pissed me off. I was so mad.
The writing for that doesn't even make any fucking sense. Like, it's not even, like, a good call.
Yeah, like, how does it make sense? Especially when he's the one that turned on Roman initially. And now he's like, no, you can't fight Roman. Like, I don't know what their logic is going to be. Oh, he's jealous of Jay. Or, oh, he's standing up for his younger brother Solo, who's, well, built like a gorilla. So, I mean, I don't get what their plan is here. It's kind of pissed me off to the point where I'm like, I don't give a shit. We've been doing this for 3 years. Let's move on.
I feel like they're definitely just railing Coke and just being like, all right, I like the Samoans. Let's keep them going.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like merchandise. They're like, oh, we've made a bunch of money off of this. Let's keep this going. So let's, you know, just keep pushing it. Maybe, you know, we'll just milk it for all it's fucking worth.
Yeah, that seems exactly like the WWE. It's what the UFC has been doing for a while. They still won't stay off Conor McGregor's nuts, even though he hasn't fought in like 4 years.
They have like the same three people they want to like push and keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Because, yeah. They realize they can make money off of them, and instead of building other stars, they just keep going with what they've got.
Sometimes, and then they'll just bring someone in and just gobble their nuts up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like Patty Pimblett.
Yeah, I mean,
dude's not actually, like, that good of a fighter. He's just tough. His boxing cool, is trash. He's just wrestling, I guess.
Everything I've seen of him on, like, Instagram, it's, like, his personality or shit like that, you know? It's not him as a performer. or whatever, you know? It's just bizarre.
Yeah, people just like him because he's wacky.
Yeah, pretty much.
Same with like Meatball Maddie, his like BFF, the female fighter.
Okay, yeah.
She is even worse. They keep pushing her, putting her in big spots.
Oh
And then she hasn't won like her last three fights, and they've all been submission losses in like the first round.
my God.
The last one was the worst by far.
Yeah.
Because she was in a position where the lady was trying to arm bar her, but couldn't due to the way she was standing and the way the cage was like stopping her. Molly's dumbass rolls directly into the cage and locks herself in just to get her arm snapped.
Jeez.
Yeah, she's not well-rounded like
Yeah.
everyone thought she was getting. She is just a boxer who throws elbows.
Speaking of just a boxer, did you hear about Jake Paul and Nate Diaz?
Yeah,
I
Jake.
wasn't. Jake won, right?
Yeah.
What
One
exactly happened? Did you see it?
it just happened that Jake knew the rules of boxing better than Nate Diaz.
So it wasn't anything like special or.
He dropped him with a check hook once and kind of pushed him through the ropes at one point. I can't remember what round it was, but it was it, yeah, no, it was nothing spectacular. He didn't knock him out like he said he was going to, of course. And all the people in boxing were like, wow, Nate Diaz has really good cardio. Like all the MMA fans haven't been telling them this the whole time. Like, there's no planet where Jake Paul knocks out Nate Diaz. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You can be as good as you want in boxing. He is just really stupidly tough. And he never gets tired, which is just weird.
Yeah.
He's one of the only people where I think like the no time limit back in like the old UFC days would 100% make him a better fighter. He'd be one of the greatest if there wasn't time limits and he just got to like fight for 20 minutes straight.
I mean, that's almost reckless. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100% is,
No
yeah.
time limit. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, they stopped doing that after the first one.
The only thing that doesn't have a time limit is like pro wrestling, you know? But you could get away with that because it's, well, there's a time limit, but it's not an official time limit, you know?
There's a bunch of fucking sirens outside today.
Huh.
There's some convention here going on too. I don't, it was like Gen Con or some shit.
Oh, Capitol riots, yeah.
Yeah, the homeless are saying we need free heroin.
Oh shit. Gosh. Yeah, there really hadn't been a whole lot going on in sports. I feel like I've been watching a lot of like disc golf, and I tried to get into Ultimate Frisbee. The shit's
Yeah.
like soccer, but it's more, there's more scoring, but it's like, it just feels goofy. I can't get into it, man.
I mean, it honestly is kind of goofy.
I mean, I don't want to shit on it, but at the same time, I kind of want to shit on it, you know?
I mean, go for it.
Dear God, it's so
I don't
bad.
know about disc golf, but Ultimate Frisbee. No. Ultimate Frisbee is one of the dumbest games ever. It's basically like, it's like flag football, but
Yeah,
with,
exactly.
like, you're just not allowed to touch people. It's like, who can be the best dog?
I will say soccer is more entertaining because at least when you have the ball, you can move.
Yeah.
Or like ultimate frisbee, you catch it and you don't move. Doesn't sound very ultimate to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
There's
just.
ultimate basketball. Now that's something we can talk about.
Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to the first Zoom ad read ever. This is for Archery Art Archie. Aritzia, Aritzia, London. Aritzia, London.
We totally didn't have to Google the name and how to say it before we did this.
Like,
Arichilondon.com.
hold up one sec. Holy shit. I forgot to grab the products for this ad read. All right. So, first thing we got is this. We got to get these necklaces. These are pretty nice. These are pretty cool. solid quality so far. I've been wearing it like 2 weeks, and it has yet to break on me. So that's cool. Their rings are garbage. It's supposed to be a lion, but it looks like a crackhead. So, see it?
Oh, I got to see my first homeless on my block, and it was rocking a Ricci London apparel.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
They was pushing a cart and pushing totally English-made chains and rings.
Hell yeah. Totally based in England. Totally. Yeah, they got an Italian name. They're based in England, and they ship from, well, places.
Totally not China, though.
Totally not China. They got these crosses. These are actually, this thing's actually kind of nice. I will say the quality of it is actually surprisingly decent.
And yet, then again, I'm convinced the Irish and the Italians are so close together, brother.
Yep, pretty much. so you go to ariciolondon.com, enter promo code GBDPOD, you get 25% off. Again, that's GBDPOD at checkout. Back to the show, right?
Let's send them back to the show. That was fucking horrific. Have you seen Dagestani basketball, though?
No. Is this what the shit where they're tackling each other?
Yeah, there's no dribbling.
Oh my god, I love it.
No dribbling, and you can just grab and wrestle whoever.
Oh my god. Some people, I think about like some of the people I've played basketball with, and it's like that would be so much fun. So much fun.
Yeah.
So many scrawny little fucks I could run over. There's like a handful of people in my, I don't know if I would really play against them though. Like Aaron, hell no. No thanks.
Yeah. He's too wide.
It's like running into a brick wall. What were you saying?
Aaron's getting engaged soon. He bought a ring and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So when are you going to do that?
Never.
Horrible mistake of a decision. I mean, great opportunity. What is behind me?
Yeah. Never.
Oh, okay. Well, why not?
I don't believe in it. Just point blank, period. That just sounds weird. Are you good over there?
My lights just shut off. That was nice.
Is your power about to go out?
No, it's not the power. It's the smart LED lights deciding that they need to shut off for some fuck-ass reason. Because Google's a bitch.
Fourth day here, living room fans started making creaking sounds. And the same day, the light burned out.
Huh.
Yeah, there's ants everywhere.
Oh.
And, like, I keep my house relatively clean. There's ants fucking everywhere. I've got, like, 4 ant traps out.
Did you get some, like, spray stuff?
Yeah, but I'm worried about the pets. Because it's a super small area. They ain't really got much to...
There was stuff that I got back in the day, and it was, like, like you put like droplets in certain areas, so you can put it like the edge of the counter where it meets the wall up there, because that's like a high traffic area for ants. And under the sink, you know, where places where the dogs and cats can't get to it.
It really just seems like they're coming out from under the bathroom sink.
Oh yeah, then put it there. Put it in places you notice they're coming in from, and just poison the shit out of them. Because they take that stuff and take it back to the colony, and then that just poisons all of them.
Yeah, that's what I do. I got a whole bunch of little raid things that do that.
Yeah.
There's also a gigantic fucking wolf spider in one of our windows. One of the two windows that actually has a screen in it so the cats can't kill themselves.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Have you managed to kill that motherfucker, or?
No, I'm scared to face it.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking huge, my guy. It's like, no bullshit, like, wait. Like, that big around. It's huge.
And it's on the inside of the screen.
Yeah.
Like, you open the window, it's coming in.
Yeah.
That's shit.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're going to wait that motherfucker out till winter.
Yeah. Sounds like we just don't have a window.
Yeah. Or, and hear me out on this, I know you just moved in, but burn the entire apartment to the ground.
Yeah.
With everything in it. Just say goodbye. Adios. Get all the people and animals out and just burn it to the fucking ground.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Everyone that lives here is fucking nurses.
Really? How many apartments is there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 7 on the third floor. I'm assuming 5 on the second floor and then 2 on the bottom floor.
Really? Okay, that's a lot less than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's not a very big place.
Huh, that's not bad at all. Wow.
Worst part about it's the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, well. Maybe you'll, you know, get in shape.
Who are you talking to like that?
Well, maybe you'll lose that big fucking belly you've got there, Todd.
You big
tub of shit.
Well, I got a story for you, buddy.
Okay, what is it? How many buckets of fried chicken did you eat?
If that wasn't something that sounds like something I would do, I would be upset. All right? Chill. me and my girl were fighting last night. She's like, you don't need to be smoking weed. And I was like, okay, but I'm out of beer, so what do you want me to do, be angry? So we went to the liquor store. The whole time to the liquor store, she's like, can we get ice cream? I was like, yeah, sure, if there's a place on the way. Me damn well knowing the liquor store was 3 blocks away and there was nothing in between us.
Mm-hmm.
So on our way home, we get into a big old fight pulling into the parking lot. She's like, I just want an ice cream. So we went to go get ice cream. And we had to drive through like the middle of the college bar crawl shit.
Hmm.
It was pretty hilarious. Got to watch a guy just like absolutely eat shit on one of those scooters.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys went and got ice cream?
Yeah, we went and got Dairy Queen of all places.
Wow.
It's the most ghetto little Dairy Queen on the planet. You know that super tiny house where you live, like near the back highway?
Super tiny house.
It's like a 10 by 20 house. It's super little.
Are you talking about Indianapolis?
No, where you live.
Super tiny house.
Yeah, you know the back highway where you come in by like the fairgrounds and everything?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little tiny house on that corner. It's like the same size as that building. I was just trying to make a reference, but it's about like a 15 by 20, 20 by 20 building.
Okay, yeah.
Whole ass Dairy Queens.
Middle of the ghetto?
No, middle of College Bar Town. But the building looked very ghetto.
That's less concerning, but also at the same time still pretty fucking trash. You know?
Yeah. I went to go order my Blizzard. I wanted an Oreo Brookie Blizzard. And the lady was like, we have the Brookie base. And I was like, okay. So I just got Oreo cookie dough.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you seem like you're about to cry over this?
I'm not. I'm totally not, dude. I'm definitely not just like really sad and regretting this decision. Oh, I know it's something I need to do.
So the Brookie base, is that what we're getting emotional about today?
I mean, no, it's
Brookie,
not.
Brookie. Am I saying that right? Brookie base?
Yes, it is a brownie cookie batter base. Indeed. It's fucking good. All right, leave me alone, you bitch. You're staring at me blankly.
Did you buy that?
Wake up, penetrator. Get some W in your cup. W, brother, is an jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's
packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying. Brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours.
I've been up
cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did. I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for W.
Oh, yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by Dubby. And I know other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, friend.
Do you have any?
The
fuck did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calo Cream. It's a mango orange dream sickle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby gods.
Dubby gods?
The Dubby gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late, great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes you're...
That wickens me.
You know? So, maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls.
WWW, can't you see?
All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So, yeah. GBD Pod for 10%
holy
off
shit.
Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powdered G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great. Jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. Ooh. It's more like the time release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good you cry about it.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at W.GG. GBD Pod. For 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website. GBD goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should potentially. Take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW, can't you see?
Mike has made me so far interact with four different people in the building, and I'm upset about it.
Ah, well.
Today was the worst one. She just, like, straight up, the lady petted her, and then Spike just started walking off with her.
What?
Yeah, like, Spike just... ignored me completely and just kept following the lady to her apartment. I had to like run, catch up to her, picked her up, and just carried her upstairs.
Oh my god.
The whole time she's doing her little upset pig grunts she does.
Oh my gosh. I thought it was going to turn into, today was the worst one. She tried to go to say hi to black people.
No, she's
Spike, get back here. Get away from those darkies.
Be careful.
Huh?
The dangerous. Be careful.
It's going to lower your credit score, Spike. Get away from them.
Spike did have a nice interaction with a nice black lady that lives here. She has this little tiny old fat chihuahua thing. Things like gray, completely gray in the face, but black everywhere else. It just like waddled through the fence up to the little fence in the dog walk area. Mm-hmm. Spike and I and her were just like licking each other's faces.
I think I missed something on the story. Did you say your neighbor was licking Spike's face, or she had a dog and was licking?
No, she had this little fat black chihuahua. It was really old.
Okay, I missed that part. All I caught was your neighbor, and then I was distracted by something, the vape or something, and then I heard they were down licking each other's faces. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was pretty nice, pretty wholesome.
Freaky neighbors here.
I was like, sorry, she has to say hi. She's going a little crazy, you know. And the lady was like, yeah, same here.
So, I can't remember where I was going here.
Yeah. I can get Pacers.
Cheap. Huh? What?
I can get Pacers tickets pretty cheap.
How?
Since I live here.
Really?
And I know a guy that works at the arena.
You're lagging out real bad there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was. You're good now.
Oh, okay.
You're good now. I just noticed, like, our mouths moving and the audio do not mesh up at the same time. It's a little behind, but it's fine. Anyways, so you can get Pacers tickets cheap?
Yeah.
Might have to look into that for next season.
All-Star Weekend's going to be here, and tickets for Indianapolis people are $25 for Sunday.
For the All-Star game?
Well, I think that's just like the skills challenge, not the actual All-Star game.
Sunday?
But... yeah, I think so.
Sunday is the All-Star game, Todd.
Oh, well, the Saturday one, I'm sorry.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Either way, by God.
That'd be fun. That'd be a fun day.
Hold up. JR version. Oh my God.
He's got a steel chair.
The question though is, the real question is, how many tickets can you get at that price? You know what I'm saying?
That's the thing I don't know.
Like, can you only get two?
I don't know. Since Aaron was the one telling me about it.
There's only two of you that live there.
And my little vape died. This is sick.
We're going to have to call Aaron real quick, get him on the podcast, and we're going to have to question him on this. We might be able to do guest on this easier, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just a Zoom call on someone's phone. They can leave whenever.
Yeah. Like, I don't know who else would want to do this crappy Zoom thing with us, but, you know.
I mean, yeah. I love how, like, how shitty this ad looks, but the W one looks pretty decent. That's funny to me.
How shitty this one looks?
Yeah, the Arichi.
Okay, funny story with that. They just sent me the lettering. There was no like background to it, so I made that myself.
Oh, nice.
It doesn't look great. Not the best work I've ever done. Probably going to update it and make it look better, so maybe we can move some shit and they can, you know, give us money. You know, promo code GBD pod, 25% off. That's promo code.
Wow.
GBD pod, 25% off. At that Arachi. Arichi? Arachi? Arachi? London?
Hentai? Is it hentai?
Is it hentai? That's Italian for hentai, actually. Oh my God, Jesus Christ!
And now we're starting the activity portion. It's me wandering Jesus around the apartment. Christ.
Oh boy! Oh, he's gone. Oh God, he's back.
Hello. I'm still here. I just wanted my little...
Thank you.
So, oh, fuck. I'm not going to fucking stay. Oh, I hate my life.
Oh, we're going to do it again? We're going to do it again? Oh, there it is. Yeah. There it is. It shows Cooper. There's Cooper.
I can't see him.
He's right here. Right here. Right here. You see him? I'm petting him. Oh, oh, oh.
You're shit. No, I can't see him.
There it is. There it is. Huh? He's sleeping right now. I'm going to leave him. We're not going to bug Cooper.
Colin's been pretty sweet to me since we moved.
Yeah.
Kind of mean to Jocelyn, but pretty sweet to me.
Wow. So, I don't know how to phrase this.
Yeah.
When you get tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you get like, I don't know, 4 or 5, right?
Yeah.
Because I would assume like Aaron, you know.
It would be Aaron, Caleb, Mike if he wanted to come.
Yeah.
You, girl, Al if he wanted to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be about the squad, yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit. That would be so cool.
Right, that'd be so fun. I didn't include you or me in there, so there'd be like 8 tickets, but
yeah.
That'd be really fun, dude.
Yeah.
And it'd be an all-day event, really.
I mean, how do they keep track if you actually live in Indianapolis? That's my question.
Right.
Like,
because my ID's still Illinois.
Can I bullshit my way into it? You know?
I mean, I've walked around Indianapolis a little bit, Dalton. You look like about 75% of the population.
I mean, I'll bring a cardboard box down to Indianapolis and be like, this is my fucking house. I live here now.
It's
my vacation home.
It's my winter home.
Yeah, this is my winter home.
So, when are you moving to Indy, buddy?
I don't know. What?
When are you moving to Indy?
Oh, shit. Well, we might have to wrap this up.
Why?
We're running out of time, apparently.
Oh. Can we, like, cut it together?
There's, like... Okay. We have, like, a little over 9 minutes. We'll be fine. We'll just record up to that time, and then... We'll have to just call it good there. When am I moving to Indy?
Yeah.
Never.
Wow. Yeah. You're a bitch.
Yeah. I can't.
You don't want to get an apartment with me?
I can't live in the big city, dude. That's just not for me.
You say that.
Like, I could, realistically, I would like to move to, like, if I was going to do that, I would move to, like, Terre Haute, maybe, like, a little outside of Terre Haute.
I mean, there's cities smaller than that in the suburbs of Indy.
You know,
which I've driven through a couple of them. They're pretty fucking nice.
Yeah. But the closer you get to the city, the more expensive things get, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Trust me, I know.
I feel like Terre Haute wouldn't be a bad move, you know? Because then it's halfway from here, it's halfway from there, you know?
Yeah, except Terre Haute's even shittier than Indy.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. But
crime and everything, yeah.
You don't do you not remember my old apartment? I mean, I basically lived in like fucking mini Chicago. It's fine. Well, I wouldn't say mini Chicago. It was more like the 8 Mile movies. You know, a lot of crackhead white people. The black you people were decent.
Heads, yeah.
Huh?
You lived next to meth heads? Yes.
Yes, I did. I would. Yeah, yeah. I would say that was hell. That's hell enough. I don't know what you're talking about.
You want to wrap it? And then I kind of want to wrap it with a joke.
We have 7 minutes if you want to drag it out to 7 minutes. That's up to you.
We can drag it out for 7 minutes. I'm not going to shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I was fully prepared to stay here for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. I mean, I was too, but apparently Zoom has time limits, which is gay.
Can we
Hold up. Let me see what the upgrade thing is here real quick.
Jesus Christ, your face just went all white.
Yeah, probably did.
I didn't text that Clay dude about if we're going to throw that our podcast on the GBD thing, like the the post show thing, which I'm not really supposed to be talking about super publicly, but yeah. But I will.
Okay. You know, this might be the last Zoom episode ever because Zoom's pissing me off already. We might have to find something else. Anyways, what were you saying?
I didn't text the dude about the if we're doing that showcast thing on network yet, but I will shoot him a text after we're done today.
The hypothetical show you're doing? I got you. Don't worry. The hypothetical show? Well, hypothetically, if you're doing it. There were two things I was thinking about last night with it. One, you know how at the beginning of the episode we have the going back door or the GBD Studios little intro thing? I didn't know how you'd feel about having that on the front of that.
Yeah, that's part of my branding. So, yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, that's part of the branding for the podcast network and all that shit. I mean, not a very big podcast network. It's us. And,
hey, but shit, we take it serious.
Yeah.
Good enough.
I mean, we're defined serious.
We're pretty consistent compared to other podcasts.
Yeah, we're more consistent. I'll give you that. I'll agree with you on that. But I mean, like, professionally,
no,
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, we're on 5 minutes of Zoom left and going, well, this was fun. This will probably never happen again. That, or maybe we might have to remake accounts every time we do a Zoom episode.
We do? What?
No, I'm just making up shit. I don't know if that's exactly how that works.
I was like, it only lets you record one video for, like, a free account?
If that's how it works, dog, I am not afraid to start making up some fucking fake emails. Okay?
Right. There's a lot of series of numbers, brother.
There are a lot of series of numbers and letters. We will play this fucking system. I have no fucking problem in that. Since we got 5 minutes left, you want to go ahead and just do plugs and we'll wrap this up?
If you see any of our stickers around Indianapolis, it wasn't me. I gave them to a crackhead to distribute. But check us out at goingbackdoor.com. Follow me on Instagram at FuckToddGBD. Also on Twitter under the same name. Or X now. I don't know what the fuck it's called. Yeah. Still not joining Threads because fuck Dalton, Threads doesn't work.
It sucks. It's I've realized it. It sucks.
Fuck other Threads. Than that, come check me out here at Crackers every Thursday. Soon to have more mic dates here soon, hopefully.
Cool. You can catch me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all that shit. The Real D Todd GBD. If you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify or Apple, iTunes, or whatever the fuck Apple's podcast thing is, and you're sick of hearing the W ad or any of the other ads we have, or this new Oroko,
Arrivederci,
whatever it is. How do you pronounce that? I'm going to have to ask an Italian motherfucker for how to pronounce that shit. If you're sick of hearing those ads, anyways, go to goingbackdoor.com. They're ad-free episodes of all your favorite podcasts. All your favorite podcasts, all on that website.
Completely for free. We do have a Patreon.
There's a Patreon. Huh?
What's the Patreon, Dalton?
It is patreon.com/goingbackdoorpodcast. So, yeah.
Yeah, you can catch my stand-up there if it's been uploaded yet. If not...
It is not yet been uploaded. I forgot to do that, to be honest with you. I am behind on editing shit so bad.
I don't have storage space on my phone, so... You have my sets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to go through and delete some of the super old ones so I can get some newer ones on my phone because I'm running out of storage space.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure you had some.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I think you gave me them all, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah. I think they're uploaded on this computer. I just haven't uploaded them to you know, no big deal, buddy. Patreon. So
no big deal. Yep. But to wrap it.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Amish can suck my dick. No inbred chin beard is going to call me the English. Thank you and good night.
Okay, we love you. Bye.
This will be the end of the episode. Part where we part ways. And such. Dalton Totter extremely gay.